All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I love hearing a little bit of those few licks on some Van Halen right
there.
You
like those?
I did. I have to. Solid conservative, just plain right, and digging some Van Halen bump music. Thank you, Boomer. Hey, listen, I got a caller online. Ah, it's Jeff. Jeff from Indiana. Brother, how you doing today?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, let's talk about the rhino in the room today, Liz Cheney.
Oh, the end of her political career may be in front of us. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen the commercial where her dad, Dick Cheney, is coming out with her for her?
Yes, I did. I mean, and by the way, he came across as the grumpy old man, get off my grass. I mean, it was like awful.
That's what I was going to say. At the end of the commercial, it says, Dick Cheney, I approve this ad, and get off my lawn.
I stole your punchline.
It's literally that bad. I mean, I think Donald Trump should get on there and endorse it, because it's more to get her out of there than anything.
Yeah, I mean, it really was bad. And, you know, but here's the thing, though, too, Jeff, there's already this rumor. I mean, the liberals hate the fact they're losing their favorite Republican, right? But the rumor already is, yeah, but she knows she's losing tonight. This is staging for something bigger for her. Like she's going to run against Trump or DeSantis for president, I guess. I don't know.
I doubt whether she could make dog catcher right now at a conservative group around her.
I'm not going to be a bit surprised if she loses the election and Obama appoints her to something very important. You know, who knows? Or maybe they'll use her to replace. Maybe they'll use her to replace the current vice president.
You mean Joe?
Yeah. And maybe Joe.
Are you talking about the? Are you talking about the puppet or the puppet master?
That's
need to figure out again. That's
good,
what it is.
Good point. Well, we'll see, man. I don't know what's going to happen with her, but it's going to be over tonight, though. We know that.
Oh yeah, but in the commercial, if you know anything about Star Wars, Darth Sidious was the guy that Darth Vader. You know, he was a Sith Lord, and I swear the commercial that Dick Cheney's in there. If somebody would have memed that and turned him into Darth Sidious, you wouldn't hardly notice the Boomer knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I do.
So Dick Cheney is now Darth Sidious. That's crazy.
Somebody should have made a meme out of that, because it would have went viral overnight.
Gosh.
It's literally that close.
Well,
if you know anything about Star Wars, it's, you know, he transformed into this, you know, the senator basically turned into the Darth Sidious and, you know, gotten real ugly and everything. And
yeah.
It would have been real easy to do that way.
I tell you what, we'll have to jump on that meme right after we finish making the Task Force monkeypox patch for our uniforms.
There you go. I'll wear that proudly.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for your time, bud. I got another caller I got to grab real quick, but appreciate you. All right, I got another call. Line 3, Alvin from Huntsville. Alvin, how you doing?
Oh man, doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, bud. What's on your mind?
Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
You know, with the deep state, you gotta wonder: is his daughter trying to protect him? Does Trump know something about Dick that nobody else knows about?
I mean, if he does, you know, Trump would have tweeted that out already. I would think. But.
Well, I think maybe he knows a lot of stuff, and there's going to be a great reveal at one point or another, and we're going to see a lot of stuff that's exposed, and he's holding his cards because he knows that he's not had the judicial system there that would do anything about anything he exposed anyway, as we've seen.
Well, we shall see, Alvin. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I don't know. But right now, what I do know is Liz Cheney's not going to win her election tonight. Even though I don't know if you've seen her or not, Alvin, but she ran commercials here in Alabama. Did you see any of those?
Oh yeah, I tell you what, she's going to drop about like anybody that goes hunting in the woods with her daddy.
Oh my gosh, Alvin, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
How are you doing?
All right. Was there another call? What just happened here?
Yeah, there was another call, but he didn't want to stay on. But he was just referring to when they were talking about Dick Cheney with, you know, the Sith Lord. But he said, now you got to remember, he did shoot his friend with a gun.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, Part of the storyline of Phil Williams is I have scars all over my lower left leg from being shot by a guy. We were out shooting sporting clays, and he turned around and from a few feet away, and luckily most of it was ricochet off the concrete right in front of my foot. But he blasted my leg, and so of course I had two jokes that people just every one of them thought they were the first one to ever think of it. The first one was always, so you like did a tour in Iraq and a tour in Afghanistan, but you got shot in Ohatchee, Alabama? Yes, that was number one. The second favorite joke was, hey, were you shooting with Dick Cheney? I mean, that happened all the time. And every one of them was so proud of themselves for thinking of it like they were the first ones. And I just look at them and go, I've heard that. You're number 19.
Start counting.
I've heard that. You're number 27. I've heard that. You are not original, even though you think you are. But, yeah. All right. Hey, listen, coming up after this next segment, I want to get your thoughts on this. The number is 833-68-RIGHT. If you heard my monologue earlier in the show, if you didn't, I encourage you to get it. But if you heard my monologue earlier in the show, which is going to be up on podcast by tomorrow morning, I talked about the fact that the quickest way to gain an edge on the battlefield as a radical right now is to try and divide us by wedging our lines, by dividing us, by labeling us in such a way that we get worried about whether one or the other should stand next to each other. It's ridiculous. These labels they throw out at conservatives now, they're trying to basically compartmentalize us so that, you know, oh, I don't know if I can stand next to you because you're an election denier. Oh, I don't know if I can stand next to you because you're a climate change denier. Oh, I don't know if I can stand next to you. I'm a Republican and so are you, but you're one of the unvaccinated who caused the epidemic. Oh, I don't know if I can stand next to you because here's the new one. I'm going to talk about it next. I want to hear your thoughts. You're this new thing they call a Christian nationalist. I mean, there's articles. I'm going to tell you, when I started going through this last night, getting ready for this segment, all I had to do was Google Christian nationalism. Every liberal rag in the world in the last 3 or 4 weeks has a new article called Christian nationalism. Why? Because it's their new talking point. And Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals says, find something, fix it, polarize it. And by the way, use some kind of an insult or ridicule to make it happen. Oh yeah, Christian nationalists, mount up. We got work to do. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.